At New York City's Carnegie Hall on 14th of November 1943, the life of 25-year-old Leonard Bernstein changed in an instant when a last-minute substitution led to him making his conducting debut with the New York Philharmonic Orchestra. By all accounts, it was a huge success. So much so, in fact, that the next day he was famous, thus accelerating a glittering music career that would span decades and continents and see him held aloft as one of history's greats. In the summer of 1940, 3 years before he was handed that baton, Bernstein had been chosen by the music director of the Boston Symphony Orchestra, Serge Koussevitzky, to be one of the conducting fellows at the Berkshire Music Center in Tanglewood, an opportunity he grabbed with both hands. Koussevitzky became Bernstein's idol and mentor, his love for music intensifying to the point where it was all he could think about. This development was noticed by his father, Samuel, who had initially opposed this obsession of Bernstein's. In September of 1941, acutely aware that his son was destined to continue on this path, he wrote a letter. Read by Mark Strong.
September 15th, 1941. Dr. Serge Koussevitzky, Lenox, Massachusetts. Dear Sir, please forgive this liberty which I am taking in communicating with you, but since the matter is an urgent one, I know you will understand my reasons for writing you at this time. My son, Leonard, has just returned home after a few weeks' vacation, and not only from fatherly instinct, but from every outward indication, it is quite obvious that Leonard is unhappy for the reason, as you can probably appreciate, that he is so preoccupied with the work upon which he centers his every thought, music. Please forgive this humble parent, therefore, in trespassing upon your privacy, but I must, of necessity, appeal to you for some assistance in Leonard's behalf. Quite frankly, Dr. Koussevitzky, Leonard idolizes you. I know what you have come to mean to him, and your kind efforts manifested in his behalf is a fair indication of the mutual feeling which exists between you. It is with great concern that I am now appealing to you to find some opportunity for Leonard, so that it will be possible for him to continue with his first love, music, and in the particular field in which he is so greatly interested. I hope and pray that you may find some opening for him somewhere in these United States where he may continue with his work. The financial aspect does not enter into my thoughts, for my chief concern is to find some haven for Leonard where he may continue with his work and know happiness. Please forgive me 1,000 times for inflicting my problem upon you, but I felt it my duty as Leonard's father to approach you, and knowing you for the type of man you are, I am certain you will understand. May God spare you for many, many years to come so that you may continue with your accomplishments and with the good that you have done in this world and will continue to do. And of the many good deeds you have accomplished, one of importance, yes, one I believe very necessary for the future well-being of my son, will be that which you will accomplish now in his behalf. I appreciate more than can be expressed by mere words your kindness to Leonard, and for the interest which you manifested in his interests, and you would make this father the most grateful of parents if you would but continue in your efforts. Leonard's pride would never have sanctioned my approach to you in this manner. I know, therefore, that you will understand my request that this letter be held in strict confidence. Thank you, Dr. Koussevitzky, and may God bless you. Respectfully yours, Samuel J. Bernstein.